Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pagans Tonight Radio Network, the voice of the pagan world. Pagans Tonight is sponsored by WitchSchool.com, your anyone, anytime, anywhere magical education.
Wow, and we're back from so long I've been off the air, and this is the Witch School Radio, which was for Pagans Tonight Radio Network. But this is not Pagans Tonight Radio Network. This is Elder Talk Radio. Reverend Don Lewis. And we're going to be talking about how we want to communicate and how we love communication. And we're going to send this to Lady Stephanie first. Why don't you give us a little bit of who you are and how we're doing this. Oh, wow. Okay.
Did we lose Stephanie?
For a second there, of course. Okay, Stephanie, you're there. Okay,
yeah.
You're back. Okay,
yes,
go ahead.
Yes, I am. I'm Reverend Stephanie Neal, or Lady Stephanie Neal. I, along with Chancellor Don Lewis and you, Sir Ed Hubbard, we take care of many things for the tradition and Witch School. Chancellor Don is the head of the tradition, and which school is a part of, a great part of. And this radio show, well, is yet another format to communicate with the tradition, but far more than that. We hope that it will expand and reach the four corners of the earth. So we're excited to see how this experiment will unfold. And we will be presenting many different things from many different views, because each one of us has a different view and on some things. But on the most part, we do agree on mostly everything, but the agreement or disagreement really doesn't really matter, because we all respect each other's views. All right, so we will present teachings that will hopefully help you move through, I guess, your magical journey, giving you important tools to thrive wherever you are planted on, well, I guess this planet. So just knowing that it is our hope that you will take the guidance and the teachings, and sometimes just small conversations, even though I don't believe in small conversations anyway, that there will be something there, a word, a sentence, something that will ignite your flame even brighter than it already is, because we recognize right from the beginning that you are already a very bright, important flame among us all, and it is our jobs to basically remind you some of it. And yet, just as witches, we all remember that we are part of this one divine thing, and that we recognize that everyone has that divine spark within them, and all part of this. So we're all in the same boat, in essence. So that's I just don't want to go into all the possibilities that we're going to cover, because there's just too many to cover. But this first show is just to introduce ourselves and just give you a flavor of where our heart is and how we want to approach our beautiful membership and hopefully everyone else in the world that's willing to listen to another perspective on how to approach life, how to approach others, helping others, because that's what it really is all about, is helping others. and just to hear our hearts and how we are going to present our teachings to all of you in a way that, like we were saying a few days ago, that we don't know how this will unfold, but we're excited to step into the center of this and see. So.
Exceptional. Hey, and so, Lord Don, how about you?
Well, in the past, we focused a lot on entertainment, and certainly in the future and in other platforms, I'm sure we will continue to do that. I think what we're hoping to do with Elder Radio is to focus on teachings and issues in a deeper sense than perhaps we've done on certain other occasions. Metaphysical teachings, and, you know, it may also go in other directions. There's been talk, for example, about discussing books or films for their metaphysical value and things like this. But I think the intention as we go forward is to, for example, not be interviewing everyone else in the world, but talking about the things we ourselves represent. We have many other platforms to talk to everyone else. So that is my take on the focus of this particular platform at this time.
And that's interesting. So from both point of views, this is about the idea that, first of all, this is going to be for our project, Stephanie, Don, Lord Lady Stephanie, myself. Our project kind of presents, from our point of view, because of the fact that a lot of what falls into what we would call the Corellian world falls to us, and as well as with other people who help us, like the various archpriests and priestesses, mentors, all sorts of things. And sometimes I think that we forget that we are supposed to be teachers in ourselves. We're often too often administrators and advocates and doing all sorts of other things, and we forget we're supposed to be teaching. We're supposed to be talking sometimes. At least that's true of me. And this doesn't keep the other radio projects from going, because I know that the press secretary, Lori Blackman, is working with Chad and several others to create a brand new station to replace the Pagan Tonight Radio Network. And so this is a supplementary
effort. Yes, that
contract
is definitely still in process.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And that will have a different focus.
And that's more of the traditional role, because we know we've done 3,071 shows just on the Blog Talk podcast alone, much less elsewhere. So I think there's a reason for in-depth. So let me throw out this question to you, to both of you. And so in your teachings and this sort of things, where is it that you think it's one thing that you're wanting to bring into this new project? Do you want to bring into the new project? What is it, the one energy you want to bring that you may not have brought before?
Lord Don, do you want to go first, or you want me to go?
I think my answer to that is that, at least at this moment, I think I would like to focus a little bit more on the moral teachings of the tradition. We certainly have spoken to that in many platforms, but I think it's a time that it's particularly important to talk to those teachings and to what the moral center of the Corellian world is. There are certain things that we've made very clear all through our existence that we value. And I think that discussions about that would be a very good thing for this platform. Discussions certainly about inner teachings about life and death and incarnation, but also about this life now and how we need to treat each other. Because we're in a time that people are treating each other very badly. And I think that we would do well to focus on why we, as Corellians, ought not to. It is toxic leadership and toxic behavior.
breaking up just a little bit there. So maybe those last two sentences might need to be repeated because you broke up really badly.
Well, certainly, as I was saying, that I'll be speaking on the subject of toxic leadership and toxic behavior in the community at the Trilathon gathering, among other subjects. And I think that this is something that, although we have spoken to it in writing and in certainly in video, the importance of building up rather than tearing down. You do not create a strong community by tearing down. There may be things that need to be torn down, but only so that something else can be built up. And I think that people, particularly at this moment, have forgotten that.
Right. Very good.
Thank you. And Stephanie?
But one of the things, just to add a little more, that as clergy we have to be aware of is that we need to not engage in partisan politics. We need to not be talking about individual candidates and parties as such. However, that certainly does not mean that as clergy you do not talk about what is morally important to your religion. And I think that a focus on what we do value in behavior, in attitude, in treating each other is something that requires some discussion at this time. Okay, I'm done now.
So true. Yes, so true. Essentially, for myself, I usually emphasize anyway that to have folks focus in on what they think they know and examine each of their belief systems and what free will truly is. In fact, it's a tool that they can really examine by examining their belief systems. It opens them up to a more of an independent thinker, and that to allow themselves, give themselves license to, in fact, examine and with introspection those very belief systems, so that they soon will find that there are so many influences and influencers that aren't necessarily there to benefit the individual. Or even the masses at times, so that looking at things, and possibly if you want to refer it as untraining yourself to really see your truth about a particular belief system, truly opens up vistas within your life, but then not stop there. That it's not supposed to be just so, yes, you start at the center, but it's not all about being self-centered. It's to learn these wonderful things that you really are, that's been kept undercover for many reasons, so that you can go outside of yourself and go out into the community and go out into the world, or go out just with related to your family, friends, on and on and on. And you become the influencer that you already have been, but this is just turning up the voltage within your own life. And I'll give lots and lots of different ways to do that. And Lord Don has brought up a essential part of this all, and basically identifying personalities, not talking about individual persons and naming them or anything, but just that there are certain personalities to really maybe open your eyes to, maybe just reconsider, maybe another like the toxic personalities, that there are things that they are in fact trying to influence, and yet knowing that to to make sure that you walk through life respecting everyone, respecting absolutely everyone, but yet doing it in such a way that you are not blocked. You are not tied down by others, which just in that freedom, and once again within that freedom, like free will, also is a immense tool to be utilized for, well, when it really comes down to the world. And I also just want to say one more thing. You know, witchcraft is not an easy path, first of all. It's so much introspection and so much work. And, yes, there's mountaintop experiences. And yet we know that there's valley experiences. And many times in those valley experiences where we learn the most. And everything in between on the mountain. Because we take responsibility for every experience, and yet it refines you and raises you up to a height that you maybe never thought possible. And then once you're at that particular position, all you can say to yourself is, all right, what do I have to learn now? And so Wicca and paganism has so much to offer. And that's why maybe it's difficult to really focus in on specific things related to the beings that you are, and because all of us are too busy talking about the herbs and tarot and stones and all that is magnificent subjects. I love them all also, but this place with us, we are truly going to be very laser-like with the subject matter, and it's basically helping everyone help each other. So
That's exceptional. That's good. For me, it's going to be about offering people ways to take more direct action. Of course, I'm very much, we talk a lot about what we want to do, so we're going to offer ways to help and examine things, events that are going to happen in the community, such as Silas Croc coming out with the new online courses, the fact that Witch School has been completely rebuilt, that we have Alfred Whitehawk is doing a Vision 2020 thing where he's basically pushing out the idea, we are the change we're doing. So many changes are happening in our community that I'm really grateful to be sharing this platform with it. And so since this is our first show, we're going to be very good. Do you guys have any last thoughts before we go on? And we'll put it for this show, this first episode.
I think what I would offer as a last thought is that this is a work in progress. And it will take its shape partly according to what we're anticipating and partly according to people's reactions. As in everything else, what proves to be relevant is what will be done. But we also, as leadership, have a duty to focus on what we feel is relevant. So part of it will be keeping it focused on where we plan to go. Part of it may also be heading in directions we don't even anticipate yet. And this resolution of opposites is the nature of life. I find that life is like riding a surfboard. You have to constantly maintain your balance, or you end up all wet.
Yes, that's so true. I get my final thought for today is that I present a challenge to every single person hearing our voices, that every time you hear our voices, that you recognize the kind of power that in fact lives inside of your voice and in your life, and everything that you do is in fact a message to the world. And another challenge is anyone that you happen to come across that you feel would get some use from our presentations, let them know about this new radio show and station.
And I think with that, this is, yes, indeed. And I think that for me, simply remember, just go out there and live in full color. Be grateful for the day. And this is the first of Elder Talk, and you've been listening to the Most Reverend Lady Stephanie Neal, the Most Reverend Don Lewis of the Carlin Tradition, along with Sir Ed Carell, Order of the Paladins, and remember, take on the world, because the world needs your help today. Blessings.